to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, and I have to speed it through because time is not usually our best friend here. Two issues we are going to look at this morning very quickly. The first one is the issue of debating or not debating. Okay, you know, I have started a campaign, no debate, no vote, because I believe very strongly that our candidates need to debate. I mean, I don't even need to justify it. I don't need to make an argument. We don't need to have an argument, you know. And I don't know how anybody would expect me to cast his vote for him if I haven't seen him debate, talk about things. We're going to talk about it, but I'm also going to talk to Angela, our favorite Angela. We'll talk to her. We'll take a break after that. When we come back, we're going to talk to Kwame Ademilu in Ojogbo, where the dancing governor was sworn in yesterday. So we'll also be talking to Kwame. Kwame will give us an update into the developments going on in Osun. So sit back and enjoy yourself this morning, okay? Talking about debates, the APC candidate will be at Chatham House in the UK on the 5th of December. So you probably want to store that in your diary and see if you can catch it live. Okay, I know some of you started laughing. Maybe you see some. I don't think so. It will be nice and tidy. It shouldn't be like that. Is Angela online?
Not yet.
Okay, so he's going to be at the Chatham House. There's a possibility that two other candidates might be invited to Chatham House. Chatham House is in the UK. Sorry? Angela is there? Oh, okay. Angela, morning.
Good morning, Uncle Daisy.
Oh, okay. Well, let's dash into it very quickly. Time is not our friend here. We have so many commercials and things loaded here, so we've got to speed it up. Okay, number one, let's get straight to point. Let's take it point by point. How do you feel about this new campaign that I have that says no debate, no vote?
The last time I was on your program, I did express my opinion about debates. I said if I was consulting for any candidates, I would not advise them to do a debate. I didn't like the format. I didn't think that it allowed enough time to articulate issues. Most of the candidates come there to throw shade.
Yes.
And, you know, that's the sort of thing that... But you can see the format that I've always advocated is the town hall. You sit down with people, you know, invite, you know, people who are interested, who want to, you know, participate in the process. You sit with the candidate and his vice presidential, who he has chosen, and then you throw questions. I think that's a more informal, and it gives a better, it gives better access. It gives the electorate a better opportunity to really be upfront in their face, kind of thing.
Is it better for the candidate or better for the voter?
It's better for the people. I've been involved in a presidential debate in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And the rules were so stringent. In fact, I was withdrawn because they said you can't ask a follow-up. You can't ask them to recall. They give you the question. I said, okay, what if the answer they give is wrong? They say, well, that's the answer. Let the viewer make up their mind. So, you know, with this one, you can see all the town halls are engaging.
But look, wait a minute. Angela, there's these town halls. I'm not too sure whether we've had any town hall per se. What we've had is meeting interest groups, Chamber of Commerce, farmers.
We've had engagement. Look, Atiku has met with Lagos Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
That is not a town hall, Angela.
It's an engagement.
Well, there is nothing wrong.
Do you know that you and I can organize a town hall with the backing of your radio station? Your station has the class.
But they won't come. That's part of what we are talking about.
They will choose. That's the democracy. Until we put debate in the Constitution like the United States has done, you cannot compel people to do something that is at best not in the Constitution.
I agree with that 100%.
You understand? So,
but don't you think that, I'm looking at it from the point of the voter, because whether you like it or not, I believe that a public debate would bring out all kinds of questions.
Let me bust your bubble on
that. Yes.
On debate night, It's only going to satisfy people like you and I, the intellectuals, we who speak English. The woman selling pork in Uvie Market doesn't even understand the English they are speaking.
That is a wrong assumption, Angela.
No, it's not a wrong assumption. Those are the people that vote. Don't think because we are in the city. You see, when you live in the city, you tend to have a warped impression of how things really are. You know, if you go into the villages,
No, I'm telling you, the level of... One second, please. I think that, sorry to say, you're living a bit in the past. I mean, there is no village in Nigeria today that doesn't have any of these satellite, I don't want to mention their brand names.
Yeah.
So they have access to it.
Yeah,
and I think it's wrong to assume that, oh, okay, people in the village, there are no more villages. The world is one.
Yes,
people look at
we
these
have
things.
Our challenges.
People are on the phones and so
we
on and so forth. But
to have electricity first to watch the
no, again, no. People watch these things on phones. You need to. You are the one who needs to get outside Lagos to see the level of development that has taken place.
I don't program. I've moved in there. I lived in Delta for 4 years.
That was in the past, not now. Delta yes.
Can because it is not a constitutional requirement.
Definitely, yes.
Candidates will choose the way they want to
absolutely
run their campaign.
Absolutely, yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Some people are happy with it. I've always known, you know, if indeed you have, you know, your challenges, you know, your weaknesses, why do you want to participate in a process?
Oh, very valid. But the question is, we would have thought that from the very first instance, if you know that you have challenges with public speaking and whatever, you shouldn't be aspiring to be president.
Exactly. Now, that's what I want to.
I'm not talking on behalf of the candidates. The candidates have the right to create their own path.
Yeah.
But for those of us who are going to cast that vote, I believe we must have every opportunity to be able, especially at the very least, to probe some of the things that have come out in the open space.
Very good. Now, you know that the people that are supporting anybody, nothing is going to change their mind.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So the man who is an Atiku supporter is not waiting for anything going to be said in the debate that will change his mind.
Yes.
The one that is Tinubu supporter, nothing will change their mind.
Yes, granted.
About anything. So at
please balance it by saying that once you're an Obi supporter.
And Obi and all the other 18 and the other
14. Yes.
You know, so that's my own point.
Well, I don't
and
think...
And even the manifesto, what are they going to say in the debate, Mr. Adesu? They make all kinds of promises.
I know.
It is not the pledge you are pledging or the articulation and the phone you are speaking. Ah, man, you're good. Go on. Man, you're master or the other. We've seen people who won debates and didn't win the election.
So many times.
Who remembers Shekarau? He was really brilliant. We've had brilliant people at debates, but they've turned out never to win election.
I think that we shouldn't be taking these things with cynicism. I think that is a developmental process. I think that once we have something, you said that in some countries it's in the constitution. Once we have something that tells you that if you want to, that you must do certain things and you'll be exposed. It will also help ward off certain persons, you know. So I still believe that the voter should, as much as possible, set an agenda that opens up all these candidates to them.
Yeah.
Okay. So okay. Let's quickly
move on
from the debate. To where do you think we are now in general terms? Now, the question here is, with what you have seen so far, any permutations? I'm not going to vote. I'm not putting my money on anybody. So
I'm not putting
your own
money on anyone either. But I would say that all the parties are fighting. I mean, some people think there are four major parties. I don't. I think there are three, you know. And I can't tell you for sure. All three are very strong, depending on who you are speaking with. Of course, if you speak with the supporters of Obi, that's the best person.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? The supporters of Tinubu, they are unmoved by anything.
Yeah, anything you say, yes.
Anything you want to throw. And they should be, because he is the candidate. At this point, it is people's vote that will matter. Mm. All these things people have said are there in the public domain. Everyone now knows these facts. So if these facts are enough to change people's minds, it will. If not, people will still vote the way...
Okay, let me quickly hook you on that. Do you think that these facts that are well known, we don't need to stress them anymore, these facts that are well known, especially in that particular candidate, do you think it matters at all, ultimately?
Now, do you want me to speak based solely on the law?
No. Well, the law is there.
The morality of...
No, just what do you think? What do you think? Oh, the morality is there. Anybody...
The morality is there.
Is there, and the law is there, yes.
Is not there. The legality is not there.
Yes.
Is this enough? You see, at the end of the day, it is up to other aspirants within any party to challenge the eligibility of who emerged. Mm. Or it's up to the opposition parties. If someone emerges as president and the opposition parties think this is enough to get this person removed, they will act on it.
What did be late by that time?
Parties who bring in people with baggage. You know, it's a danger that they have to live with.
Okay, quickly, so, as a lawyer, sorry I'm rushing you because of time. I'm so sorry. Yes. Don't you think that... If you have, okay, like in the case of this candidate, are there any issues that could be used legally against him? And wouldn't it be late after the election? You knew all this, you took part in it, and then after election you say, no, he should be disqualified for ABCDE.
No, if it goes to the root of the matter, if it goes to the root, you know, of the eligibility.
Mm.
Eligibility is the root. If you can prove that eligibility rules have been flouted.
Yes. But why wouldn't the court be saying... Wouldn't the court...
The people have been removed 3 years, 2 years. It doesn't matter. They will be removed.
Mm.
If eligibility is flawed, you know, if it is flawed, you will be... You know, there's no story there. And everybody is having their own permutations.
Yes.
You know, if you think you kind of, you know, you have the connection, you know, let's get there. There's a kind of bravado about the campaigns that are being run.
Mm.
You know, where some people are still staying in with the old tested, time-tested formula. So I'm waiting to see if, you know, things are going to be different now, as everyone is saying, you know, the young people have come out. Or... Mm. If the old fogies will still get away with their time-tested, you know, before we wouldn't have access to all this kind of information we're seeing.
Yes.
You know, the world is global now. Will that change things at the end of the day? I'm not sure, because we're all transactional.
Mm.
The candidates have supporters because, you know, everyone is hoping for something.
But don't you think, when we talk about supporters,
don't
you, Oshiomhole made one statement that I found very profound, and he said that for all you know, it could be one person tweeting with about 200 names in one room.
He said, for all you know,
it could be one person tweeting and, you know, doing all this in 200 names. It could just be that one person. This idea of how does one measure the level of support that a candidate would have when, in any case, in the rallies, you and I know that is rent a crowd.
Yeah. Everybody rents the crowd and everybody pretends, everybody speaks up. I've been with all, you know, with all the campaigns, you know, they never say, they only say what suits their narrative.
Mm.
They don't want to hear an alternative narrative.
Yes.
That's the kind of information they're passing to their principals. you know, then many people are in for shocks. They're not telling them the real thing. Because, you see, when you are in that kind of circle, you don't want to be the party pooper. Everybody's on a high. You know, this is ours. You know, this is it's ours to win. And then you don't want to come in and say, ha. But you are the party pooper. So I don't know if all the campaigns have altruistic members who are telling them what is really happening.
No, I don't think, across the board, I don't think so.
And it's, so on.
Not in the Nigerian environment.
This is the person that will win.
Okay, Angela, I got to let you off now. I'm sorry I put you so much rush, but no, you know it's
you're always welcome.
This time, whatever for time. Okay, we'll call you. You know, we'll call on you again anytime soon. That was Angela Jitumobi in a very short time. Whatever, I'll take one or two calls very quickly. Can I? Yes, I'll take one or two calls very quickly. 0700-993-993-01465-7190. So I'll take, you know, the normal rules will apply. I'll take one or two calls. We'll take a short break. When I come back, we'll be speaking to Kwame Adeniloyi. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy. My name is Dan Baba.
Morning, Dan Baba. How are you? Long time.
See, sir.
Quickly, please, quickly.
Right now, I'm in Owerri.
Yes.
And I completely agree with the madam that you just spoke with, Madam Angela.
Yes.
That what we have in Lagos, even in Lagos where you live, have you tried to engage some people the way they reason and think?
Yes.
I think Nigerians need more than debate. More than debate.
Okay.
We need to sensitize our people from house to house. And that is why I blame all these NGO activists and all these people abusing people online instead of going to the villages to educate the people.
All right. Thank you very much. I need to pick another call here. Hello. Good morning. Hello, morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning. Quickly, please. It's called female line. No, shouldn't do that. Please, if you're a male and you call the female line, if that happens one more time, I won't let you call in my program again, please. Let's try to be decent and obey rules. Hello, good morning.
Yes. My name is Somaga.
Yes, quickly, sir. Sorry. Please, 0700-993-993. Do not call the female line. Morning. Morning.
Yeah, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
My name is Wale.
Yes, go on quickly.
Yeah, me, as far as I'm concerned, any person who is trying to come to a public office must come to meet the public. The best way to reach Nigeria is through debate. Every presidential candidate must come out and speak to Nigeria. I disagree with a lawyer this morning.
Okay.
Thank you.
I like that. Please, let's respect ourselves. Any male who calls the female line now, I can assure you will not come by our own program again. I just blacklist. Well, let's just be disciplined, please. Hello, morning. Morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Solomon, talk quick.
Good morning.
Yes.
Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
For me, I support Madam Angela.
Okay.
What we need is going beyond debate. Uncle Jimmy, all these market women, those who vote, the majority of those who vote in Nigeria don't even have time to watch debate.
And that's why we shouldn't have it.
For me, they have not even invested in their debate. After all, whatever they tell you, are they going to do it? I beg you.
Okay, fine, fair enough. That's a cynical person. He doesn't want anything. He just wants to make up his mind by himself. We've got to take a short break now, Abby.
Yes.
I have less than a minute. Okay, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Kwame Adeniloyi in Oshogbo and, you know, developments since Adeleke became governor. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Every day is a new experience for me here. Okay. Hello, Kwame. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How now?
Fine. Okay, let's get straight into it. I'm speaking to Kwame Adeniloyi now. So, how have the first 2-3 days of Adeleke been in Osun State as governor?
Oh,
well, the first two days, I mean, the best way to illustrate it is that yesterday I didn't go out because somebody sent me a travel advisory. Can you imagine a travel advisory in my own state that they were having a tough war, the fight, factional fighting in about three or four garages in the state. So yes. I just decided to stay home and not go. Well, actually, the whole thing since Sunday has been quite predictable because the outgoing governor made a complete mess of the job. I mean, wow. I've been arguing. Sensible. Well, I mean, put it this way, right? You tried to cramp in after losing the election. You went on a rampage. They were installing traditional rulers, so one of which was the chairman of his own party in this state, when the declaration actually pointed to another ruling house. It wasn't, you know, a contentious issue. One person was killed in the Kiru on Wednesday, that's last week, Wednesday, almost a week away, tomorrow. And, you know, because of this chieftaincy, I mean, this Obashi dispute.
Mm-hmm.
There are all kinds of this thing. The man, I mean, that's why the main thing is not to trade blame and things now. The main thing is that this country must have a transition law guiding what happens between when a certificate of return is given to the winner and when he's sworn in. Because it's Oshun is an off-season election. But next year, which is just around the corner, there might be 10 or so governors who either lose re-election bids or have to hand over to somebody they didn't want to hand over to. Mm. Now, one state is okay. Imagine this Oshun scenario playing out in about 10 or so states.
Okay, can you paint the scenario for us? Sorry, Kami, I'm rushing you, but time is all our friend. Can you paint it? First of all, there's the issue of employing about 12,000 people. There's the issue of the permanent secretaries. And is the accountant general back in the state now?
I would think so. Let me give you a good example of the recklessness with which we have seen in this state, which should be stopped at the national level. About 18 people, two of whom that I know personally because we live in the same confluence, about 18 people suddenly took sick leave from the accountant general's office last week.
Hmm.
They didn't want themselves to get involved in the last minute reckless issuing of variation of contracts. There were all kinds of weird cash transactions. Look, people just decided that I don't want to have a discussion with the EFCC. I'm just a civil servant. So they took sick leave. I mean, there was no virus. It's not as if COVID just broke out or Lassa fever or Ebola or anything. People just decided to save my own neck. Let me go on. Let me get a note.
Well, were there attempts that you can verify that there were attempts at taking money out or making payments?
No, I mean, there were allegations.
I know the accountant general ran for cover.
The accountant general was a very sensible person now. Whether there were attempts or no attempts, the atmosphere that has been created, no sane accountant general will stay in this state and be receiving orders which are in contravention of procedures.
Hmm.
I don't know who the guy is. I don't even know his name. But, I mean, I know that a lot of his own staff took sick leave. I mean, the thing is that if you don't have clear... Look, I don't see the big deal about having transition laws in Nigeria. There are transition laws in Ghana, in Kenya. We saw that in operation a few months ago in the Republic of South Africa, in Tanzania. What's the big deal? Human beings have flaws. It is better that there are transition laws in the United States now. When Trump started messing around, the civil servants disobeyed these orders and started dealing directly with the Biden transition team. The problem with Nigeria is that until you have a disaster, you will now start getting panic measures. This is the time to do the thing now. Because the last 3 weeks, how can any sane person, look at the cash flow of a telecommunication, I won't mention any names, but between 5 o'clock in the morning and now that I'm talking to you, imagine the revenue that has come into a telecommunication company It's a lot of money. But is any telecommunication company in Nigeria with that kind of revenue base, are they going to wake up one morning and then employ 2,000 people? I'm not talking about 12,000 people. I'm talking about...
Is it true that 12,000 civil servants were appointed?
I really don't know. What I do know is that they employed about 2,000. I find the figure of 12,000 difficult to believe because there must be some limit to the madness, to be honest.
Yes.
But, you know, this is Nigeria. You can't rule out anything. I know they said they employed 2,000 teachers, but 12,000 seems a bit far fetched. But look, my brother, this is Nigeria.
Okay, wait. Sorry, I'm rushing you. We're running for time.
Hello?
Sorry, I'm rushing you, but the permanent secretaries were also just appointed as the governor was leaving.
That one is not an allegation. He appointed 30 permanent secretaries in one fell swoop. I mean, that is insanity.
Okay.
Lagos State, with its revenue base, could not have appointed 30 permanent secretaries. What's the revenue base of Osun State compared to local government?
Okay, come here. I know you have been worked up on the issue, but I need to go quickly. How have the people been relating to the new governor generally?
Well, to put it this way, it's early days yet. I think the people have other things on their mind, like fuel, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, honestly, if you want me to be honest with you, I think people are generally relieved at the end of the Oyetola conclave drama and have gone back to their lives. Look, people are hard-pressed, Jimmy. People are carrying kegs up and down the place. The rate of inflation is higher than it should be since we have farms in this state. It's not like you in Lagos where we have to transport food from here to 17 checkpoints to get to where they're going to distribute it in K2 or whatever. But honestly, people have other things on their mind than politics and politicians.
Okay, finally, from what you've seen, some people think that Adeleke did a few things in a rush, but from what you've seen, being a keen observer in these issues for close to almost only God knows how many years, how do you think his tenure might turn out to be, minus his dancing ability?
Well, I mean, the thing is that from the initial appointments he's made,
yes.
I mean, you know, I'm not very impressed because I met a lot of technocrats in his team, very sound people, really outstanding. And I thought that those were the kind of people he would make chief of staff and technical.
Yes.
But the people he appointed, in my opinion, I don't the run-of-the-mill routine political apparatchiks. So I found that disappointing, that given the quality of really first-class material that I met personally, you know, by living here, I was a bit disappointed, but like I said, it's early days. Yes. And look, people are saying that the man overreacted. Jimmy, how would you feel if you took over Cool FM and the guy who left Cool FM?
Don't talk about that.
I'm
not taking over Cool FM. Mark Obamio, I'm not planning any coup yet. I think on that note, I better just let you go.
Okay.
Okay, right. Thank you very much. God bless you. Okay, thank you very much. That was Kwame Ademile. Actually, I want to create time for our people to call in. We got the thrust of what he was saying. I hope everybody knows that my taking over Cool FM is a big joke. I have no military prowess or otherwise. I wonder why you jumped off where you were. Okay, all right. Okay, so I have more time to take your questions, and I plead with you, please, let's show ourselves a bit of respect. The number to call is 0700-993-993-993, and the female line is 01465-7190. Now, there is a reason why we have a dedicated female line. Part of the problems in this country is that we just fail to follow simple instructions. I'm highly disappointed at any man who thinks he can do a shortcut and call the female line. That's the problem of this country. We always think of what we... And my voice must be heard. Let me do... Same way you find some men going to the female toilets. You know?
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. In the little things that we do, if you don't take care of these little things, how can we take care of the larger things? Some of you calling through the female line are highly critical of government. Yet you are told, call this thing. Sometimes I find people even calling my own line, and the telephone will be with Philip. I mean, so All right, so let's get down to business, okay? Let's take our first caller of the day. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir.
This is Pastor Ladipo.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling from Orilegum.
Yes, sir.
You see, Uncle Jimmy, my take this morning on this issue of debate, I think I want to support us to go on that debate. This insinuation that how many people listen to debate, how many people watch debate, at least the few that watch, they can assess and pass message to others.
Yes.
It is very avenue to get to assess all our candidates.
Yes.
Be welcome.
Yes.
Thank you and God bless Nigeria.
Yes, I actually agree with you, Pastor Ladipo. I like I said, I don't agree. I don't believe that we should. Okay, even if they are not much, like Pastor Ladipo said, the few that will. But I don't even believe that. You need to go to the rural areas to see, you know, how people have access to radio, internet, name it. It's up there. We just sit back here and make that assumption. Yeah. Atiku Tu said the same thing. But it's going to be in for a shock. If as at the 60s and 70s, you had people, madams carrying their radios, tuning to BBC at that time, you can imagine what it would be like now. I don't think so. I don't think that debates are insignificant. I think they are very, very significant. And I think I will still stand, in my own case, I am not going to vote for anybody who doesn't come. Where do I know he's going to hold his town, what do they call it, town hall meeting? You won't know where it is. If they are holding a town hall meeting in Akunwojo, how do I get there? Would I be able to go in? Would I be able to access in that crowd? Would I be able to ask one or two bombshells that I can ask? Compared to if you have a debate and you open it up to the social media, people can ask questions and it can be scrolled and get the candidates to answer. I think it also depends on the anchor of the debate. Let me anchor one debate. I better go there. Sheriff, let us organize it.
You should organize one.
My mehorn.
You only what?
I think it depends on the quality of the debate. And don't forget, the debating part is one side. The real interesting part of the debate is when the candidates also, you know, ask each other questions. You know, pertinent questions.
Exactly.
And so don't let's allow some candidates debate and say, it's favorable for them not to debate. You can't take that away from them. The law doesn't say that you must debate. You can't take that away from them. But for us, we too must have our own, we too must insist on what is favorable to us that we insist on.
I think we need to speak up frankly against the advocates of no debate.
Yes.
Because debate should be part, mandatory part of the process.
Yes.
That should be the next direction. That should be the sign of growth. Not to say that, you know, debates are inconsequential. No.
I don't believe that. I believe that's sheer propaganda, really. You might as well say that how many people will come out to vote.
Mm.
And this assumption of throwing some people away because they are not, quote unquote, knowledgeable. I don't think so. I think we're all victims of some heavy propaganda.
Yeah.
What's his name? Say Kapi. Kapi would say that our minds have been tuned. Mm. Okay, so let's pick the
Skype, baby.
Skype.
Yeah. Yes, let's pick Skype.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Yeah, my name is Uche, calling from the UK.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just want to disagree with Madam, this morning.
Yes.
The truth is whether the market woman out there is watching debate or not, they have children that are watching the debate.
Exactly.
And the children pass the same information to their parents. So the town hall meeting I have seen the APC candidate has organized. I have not seen anybody asking one question. Rather, you only come to tell them what he wants to do. So debate is something we must do in this country.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I agree with all the criticisms of the debate. Let's perfect it. And like my caller, my guest said that in some countries, it's even in the constitution, it's about time we put it in our electoral law. If we had some of these things, I think it would even ward off some candidates. Say, "Oma mele lovun debate." For example, I don't think I'd be willing to take up any appointment where I have to go to the National Assembly to ask questions. I won't, because usually what you would get is a mixed match. Those who like you and those who don't, you know.
We only need to perfect the debate. We don't have to have this debate here, that debate there, that debate there. We just need to strengthen it. Let's have a national debate, something, where, you know, every media will key into it. And then it can be in series, maybe for like 2 weeks, for instance. Then the candidates can come and, you know, talk explicitly, and then, you know, time will be devoted to this debate, so that this candidate can convincingly speak to issues raised. That way we can, people can have that access to their candidate, as a matter of fact, there can be delegates that will be sent in, you know, to those debates. I mean, there are different ways to put these things together.
Come to think of it, propaganda is very powerful.
It is.
How did we get to a point where we're not arguing on whether we should debate or not?
No.
That should be a given.
That's why I say it should be frankly rejected. That idea, it should be frankly rejected. I stand with you on no debate, no vote.
I stand with you.
No, you started it, so everybody. I am standing with you.
But I'm not standing with you. Again.
Don't stand. I'm standing.
I'm standing. After Sherif has stood with me, I cannot stand with him. Let's pick another call.
Let's take another call. Let's see.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir. Morning.
Mr. Wolafe.
Yes, Mr. Wolafe, how are you?
The people they are voting is. I met somebody on Marina, a woman. He have radio, he now play music. I said, madam, who are you voting for? He now tell me who is voting for. I said, have you ever hear a radio station like Jimmy Disu discussing? What he's trying to tell me is that the people in this market, they don't know anything about, and that is the people they are voting.
Because of the one person that you spoke to.
Honestly, the people they are voting, they don't. In my village in Ilorin, nobody know all these things that you people are saying. And secondly, is that, let me just tell you, Uncle Jimmy, no matter anyhow. The discussions, not people that are discussing and winning. I'm just telling you the truth. Since I was born, I've never seen people that are going to debate and win.
Okay, thank you very much. I think we have a fair idea of what he's trying to say. You know,
he's saying that the debate is
pointless.
There's no need
because
for
of
debate.
One person that spoke to the arena.
So here is another thing, Uncle JD, right?
Yes.
It's the same way everybody cannot go to the polls. The same way everybody cannot watch the program that I watch.
Yeah.
The same way everybody cannot go to the same market that I go to.
Yes.
We cannot say that it's compulsory that everybody must watch the debate before you can have a debate. It's just, I don't know, I don't want to sound really offensive, but that's just my
Well, in this case, he just stopped somebody on the marina and said, do you know Jimmy Disu? And the woman doesn't know me.
I mean, must everybody know Jimmy Disu? I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, but
let me just keep quiet. I beg. I don't want trouble.
No, I know Mr. Wolafe is a politician, I know. Well, what he wanted to say in one sentence is that he doesn't think that what we're saying here is relevant. Well, I'm happy to identify with his thoughts, but he's on his own. Okay, time is gone. I gotta go. Time is short. Look, Sheriff, you must put this program on 2 hours.
Abby.
In all honesty. We'll be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wednesday. I have a cartoonist. I have a cartoonist who's coming on Dear Bumi tomorrow. So it's going to be a gas and a bomb. Very creative person. I'd like to thank Sheriff for being here today. I stand with you.
After you stand with me
today, I stand with you at the debate in here. I'll see you all tomorrow at 9. Bye.